Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. This 22nd day of June 2026. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. And we're so glad you're with us. And I really mean that. And I appreciate y'all letting us sneak out on Thursday. And Mark and I spent a few days down in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and took in a couple shows and just did nothing a whole lot of importance, just spent some time together, and we truly enjoyed that. You know, we've been married almost 55 years, and we still like each other. Not all couples can say that. They may still live together, but they don't always like each other. We actually do most of the time. Anyway, we had a great trip, and thank God for asking by emails. I appreciate it. And Lord willing, this weekend, we're going to have Bible study. It's been a while, obviously. Phil and Lynn took a trip. We're going for a couple of weeks, and so we couldn't do it. So we're going to have one this coming Saturday and probably on the 4th also, if everything goes right. But then, nonetheless, it's coming Saturday. Join us, if you can, live by going to PastorButch.com and clicking on live stream. And I'm sorry, on Rumble, and there will be at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. As always, we do a half-hour prayer request and praise reports. 11:30, 12:30, we do Christian Worldview News. And 1 to 2, we're going to do a Bible study. I hope you'll join us. All you have to do is go to PastorBush.com, like I said, and click on Rumble. Or, if you don't have that, you can call this number, 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013 and join us on the phone. And you can always call in, especially during the Christian Worldview News, and share your thoughts with us. We like to do that. We really do. And thank you all for watching all over the country and around the world. Thank you so much. That's such an honor. This coming Thursday, we're going to send out a Minute Man magazine, the July issue. I cannot believe, folks, we're halfway through another year. We already put the longest daylight day this year. It's already passed. We're going, the days are getting shorter now. But where has time went? I mean, truly, how quick it goes by. But if you don't receive the Minuteman magazine, you're missing the largest, and I'm telling you this because I really mean it, I think the best news magazine out there. Hard copy, sent you an email. You can copy it off if you like. Hard copy articles, essays, and other and opinions written by different people. I have a new one this week that's coming up on myself going into the magazine. If you don't receive the Minuteman magazine, folks, there's no charge. Get it on email. All you have to do is let us know. You can call the office tomorrow and tell Faith your email address or email me at PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@start, like you start a car. Startmail.com and say, add me to the list, and we'll do that. If you reach out, receive a couple of them, don't like them, send me back that email and say, stop it, and we'll stop it. We also add you to our email blast that we send out almost daily of very important current issues that you need to know about. We love to receive the magazine. Thousands do. All we ask is please pass it on to all your friends. Just send it to your list so everybody gets a chance to read it. And ask him to do the same thing. That way we can reach tens and tens of thousands of people with your help. And you can call the office, like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or want to order anything at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, please call our toll line at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you. I do mean that. And Lord willing, I'll be with you all this weekend. I mean all this week and on this Thursday also. And we have a great lineup, I think. Tonight we have with us a very dear friend of this ministry and a friend of mine and Marcia's personally. We're going to talk to Melody Seastrom in just a minute. Tomorrow night, it's going to be me. I'm going to share some thoughts tomorrow night. It's going to make some of y'all very uncomfortable. So you might not want to listen tomorrow night. And Wednesday night, we've got Dustin Nemos on. Dustin's supposed to be on last Monday. And he forgot. Guess what? We've all done things like that. So have one tomorrow night to catch up on different information. All right? But our guest tonight, like I said, is Melody Seastrom. She's been the head honcho in charge of discount gold and silver trading for many years now. She's worked with me on numerous occasions, selling metals, buying them back from me to pay her bills. She worked with tens of thousands of people all over the country and around the world even, I'm sure. They want to do trade with her. And in my opinion, I think, well, that's not my opinion. I'm telling you, that's a fact. You'll not find a more honest individual to work with. You won't. She'll bust her tail trying to do something to help you. And right now is a good time to buy some metals because they have gold and silver both hammered down, loaded them in for a long time. Don't delay. The last silver rise went up to over 100, I think 110 bucks an ounce, down to 60-something now an ounce. Get it before it goes up again. I sold mine when it was in the high 80s, some of mine back to pay for surgery in my mouth. Folks, I got to say, I did real well with that. You can too. Melody Seastrom, you there?
I am here.
It is good to have you. It's been a while. We try to do this once a month, but you know, Melody, years go by so fast. We take for granted sometimes, and we shouldn't, the friends we have, don't we?
Very true. The time does, time goes by for most everyone, but as far as birthdays and so forth. But on the other hand, you know, I had to bring that up. But you're right. I've been doing this a long time, and you know, you talked to me about being the head of the company, and yes, I'm the owner and I process things and so forth, but it's really the customers and the clients who truly have made this company what it is today. It is their trust, their faith, their loyalty to yes. Discount Gold and Silver. And I do thank each and every one of them for supporting us, because when they support us by purchasing gold and silver, they're also supporting programs like yours and some other ones that I truly believe bring the information that is so desperately needed in today's world.
Well, folks, I'll tell you now, if you're listening on shortwave right now, Melody Seastrom paid for this hour. I want you to know that. Discount Gold and Silver paid for that our live hour every night on shortwave. Keep that in mind when you get ready to order some gold and silver. And again, if you can do it, now's the time to do it. Melody, am I telling the truth? Is now a good time to buy?
I think it's a great time to buy. I think every day is a great time to buy. And we allow the promoters of Wall Street and Main Street and to dictate our emotions by what happens in the stock market. And stock markets are making highs, and so we shouldn't buy. And, you know, we'll wait and see what's going to happen. And that's what has changed. Yes, we've seen some pretty big hits on gold and silver. I mean, they needed a correction. This is healthy. I view it as healthy, and I've seen these types of corrections in multiple times in 31 years. It's healthy. It's healthy for this to push the markets higher because the fundamentals are there. And we saw gold and silver drop, but what changed? Nothing. Not one iota has changed in order to say we don't need gold or silver anymore in our portfolios. The only thing that has changed is a lot of the paper trading. That has changed. And yes, that will have usually a short-term impact on the prices until the fundamentals again begin to take over. So again, don't lose faith. Don't lose hope in your ideas and the need to purchase gold and silver, because they're still there and they're stronger than ever.
And now we call it down. But 4 or 5 years ago, this would have been a record high for all these.
Absolutely. You know, we forget about that. And that's a really great point. You know, when gold was trading at 18 and 1900, think of 4,200 in gold was, geez. And once silver broke 50. And think of where it's where it has been, because it will always go back to where it was. It'll always retrace those highs.
Well, you know, and folks, again, I never have sold metals. I have purchased metals. I have sold them back to Melody, of course. And they paid for surgeries from my youngest son. It's paid up my dental work I had to have done, which was not cheap. It's done a lot of things for Marsh and I that paid off for a home and property 17 years early. It's done a lot for us. And no, I'm not bragging on gold and silver. No. That gold and silver is not going to save you in the end. But it's just like having a savings account. It'll help you now. And only idiots would say, well, I don't need that. Right now, I'm telling you, folks, now is a good time to get it. Because if you need to sell it sometime, the price will never go to nothing. And they're probably going to go up. God didn't expect us to say, well, I'm going to throw it in the streets. That's going to happen one day. Everything on this earth is going to be thrown in the streets because it's basically worthless when everything comes to an end. But I saved mine and Marsha years of heartache trying to cover expenses we couldn't have done if I hadn't done that starting back in the 90s. And that's a fact. So give Melody a call. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188, and get it while the prices are still really decent. And I'm not just saying that. You know I never lie to y'all, not on purpose. I would never do that. But Melody and I have been proven right, not because I'm as smart as she is in this thing, but been proven right many times, Melody, because we've said this now for 20-some years. Would that be fair?
Because we follow what's going on a day-to-day basis. We don't follow just the sensationalism that is plastered and used as propaganda. And it's not the people's fault that that's what they fall into and that's what they follow. It's there for a purpose. They know the power of the propaganda and what they condition the people to believe. And it's even more so now with, you know, all the social media, the networking, and now AI. I mean, you just think of something and the next thing you know, it's popping up on your screen and so forth.
It does. It does.
I know.
It's really weird. I mean, I'll get a doctor's appointment and Marsha have a phone by it. And before she can put it on her phone, it's already there.
Yeah.
That's it. That's really spooky.
So, I mean, you know, I can mention a word one day. I can mention window blind. And tomorrow, I'm going to have all kinds of ads on my on my emails for window blinds. It's scary, and we've come to accept it.
Oh,
and
yes.
We use it. We complain about it, but we still use it.
Still use it. We don't do anything about it. Marsha, I took a trip. I just mentioned I went out on Thursday and took a drive down to Tennessee, about 5 hours from here, and we stopped at a biscuit world to get a biscuit for her. She didn't eat breakfast. And the girl in front of us took out her phone and paid for it. No big deal. Just whipped right over and paid. No money exchange, no credit cards or anything. Just her phone.
Yep.
So that's all that's needed.
It's conditioning.
And It's amazing. And I drive a 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Got 80-some thousand miles on it. It's not a new car, but it runs great. And somebody backed into it, I guess, in a parking lot somewhere, and they did find out who, don't even know where it happened. But I had to get it fixed. So I put it in the body shop on Wednesday, picked up a rental car. And that rental car, when you turn it on, it'll tell you on the screen that what you're doing is being reported to Nissan. That's Nissan Rogue. It was reported for Nissan for research and information. Right on the screen says that. You're in the car. What you're doing, reporting Nissan. I'm not making it up. I'm serious. Marcia got, she saw us. I can't believe that. I'm not saying they're saying what we say. They're not recording this. I'm not saying that. But as you're driving, what you're doing and is all recorded and sent to Nissan for research information. Ain't that amazing?
It is.
Folks, this is a mark of the beast technology come to fruition. And Melody, we're going to go now to different topics, but we are in a mess worldwide. And I'm serious. I've been in this world now quite a while. I've never seen so much confusion, fear, and anger locally and internationally. Have you?
No, and the one thing I wanted to talk about and make sure is this deal with Iran. I mean, I'm not going to go into details. What I am going to go into, what I want to make a quick note of, is today the Treasury Department authorized Iranian sales through August.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is into the United States. So the Treasury Department has authorized the production, delivery, and sale of Iranian oil for 60 days. Scott Bessent said the authorization comes after productive talks, of course. The authorization allows the import of Iranian oil and refined products into the United States. It's part of the framework. The Treasury has issued this temporary license authorizing the production, delivery, and sale of Iranian oil. Now, to me, let me go on just a little bit further. The authorization allows the import of Iranian oil and refined products into the U.S. Payment can be made to the Tehran in dollars. That's, to me, it finally figured it out, the whole point of this exercise.
There you go.
The dollar.
The dollar. Iran was basically an independent, actually self-financed nation. The last one on earth that could do it. And that's why they had to take it out. That's a fact, folks. I'm making it up. I'm telling the truth. We took out Gaddafi for the same reason.
Exactly. And, I there were so many reasons, they brought in, Israel and this and that. And it's like, no, it's all about the dollar. And this here is just proof. Lots of times they just say it and, it just goes over everyone's head and so forth. And this might have been discussed on various programs before and so forth. But that's what it's all about, the U.S. dollar.
Well,
and that's what's going to happen with Venezuela. That oil is going to be sold in U.S. dollars.
It is.
Because you have, let me bring up this article.
You go right ahead, yes.
You can't tell me that this comes shortly after the Financial Times. What's the date on this? It was last week, I believe, out of Financial. I don't see a time. But where the China tees up digital payment system to compete with the dollar. Now, we've known this for a long time. But this, again, is coming up. Beijing's cross-border currency platform will be backed by central banks of Hong Kong, Thailand, UAE, and Saudi Arabia. Now, you can't tell me that this is, again, being back in the news with China competing against the U.S. dollar, and then all of a sudden we have an agreement with Iran that we're licensing them for 60 days in order to allow them to import oil to us. I thought we were the biggest oil producers in the world. I mean, come on. It's baffling that these stock markets aren't crumbling to know tomorrow with what is happening, and nobody's talking about it.
Well,
no one, there is an alternative financial system, the race that's going on behind the scenes, in the background. The world knows it. The only one who doesn't know it are the people here in this country.
Oh, yes. Millions have been suckered into the stock market. Got the whole future wrapped up in it.
And even if they are concerned, they're not doing anything about it.
No.
You know, it's kind of like the guy who comes to me and says, you know, I have the money in an IRA and I want to take it out, but I know I'm going to have to pay taxes and I don't want to pay 20 to 30% taxes. And I'm just pulling that out of the thin air as far as the percentage. But then the next breath, he'll go on and say, and I know I have, if I keep my money there, I know I can lose up to 60 or 70%. Okay. You don't want to pay your 20 or 30% knowing you could lose 50, 60, 70%. It doesn't make any sense. That logic does not compute.
No, it doesn't. But when it comes to finance, sometimes, Melody, people don't compute very well. Obviously, look at our country.
Well, no, that's why the financial planners of the world are so popular,
that's
so
exactly
successful.
Right. I agree.
Because we're afraid to manage our own money because we're told that we can't.
Well, we all know that the Bible does tell us very clearly that the love of money, greed, is the root of all evil. And yeah, Israel plays a big part in playing us like a fiddle. We know that. But they're in it for the money and power also, folks. Believe me, that we may be being used like a pawn, but we're in it for the dollar. We're in for money. That's a big reason. All wars are bankers' wars. Let that sink in. All wars are bankers' wars, including one for independence in our country in 1776. The king couldn't afford to lose the revenue. Understand this, folks. This is nothing new under the sun. All wars, according to the Bible, are fought over greed. Understand that. Melody, I want to say this because this may comfort everybody a little bit, including you. Trump got in, of course, went over to France. He said, I'm the boss. He said, I'm the boss now. And he also said a couple of days ago that he's the most powerful man that's ever walked the face of the earth. I'm not making it up. I mean, he announced he said he's the most powerful man that ever walked the face of the earth. And it's just a matter of time, I guess, so he finally proves to us they're not lying to us. He said that in this reporting in Independent Newswire. So how do you think we're going to, I mean, he's going to save us, Melody, because he's the most powerful man. He's comparing himself to great leaders out there that have been in the world before. I mean, like Alexander the Great and Genghis Khan and William the Conqueror. He's more powerful than they were. Now, aren't you glad he's our president?
Hallelujah.
I mean, I'm laughing about this, but this is really sad.
But yeah, but if we're doing so well here, what's he going to save us from?
That's a good point. And not only that, he's now going to have a airport in Florida named after him. You saw that it's going to be Donald Trump International Airport.
I did.
So, you know, I'm not picking on Trump. Y'all know that. I mean, oh, yes, I guess I am too. But I did Biden and Obama and Clinton. They're all absolutely, I hate to say this, but I want to say it like it is, filth. When it comes to being decent men of valor and leadership, all every one of them, Republican, Democrats, makes no difference. They're all doing the same things, maybe different words, different methods. They were heading down the road this same. I mean, Trump got in office, promised to get rid of millions of illegals. He's deported very few of them. He spent billions of dollars talking about it and actually going to do something. I mean, the man is a fraud. But beside that, now let's talk about something that affects all of us again. Our earnings are going a whole lot less further down the road than it did just a year ago. I mean, Melody, a gallon of gas is still a dollar higher than it was, $2 higher than it was, dollar and a half higher than it was a year ago. Am I telling the truth?
Yeah, but you know what? Now that's not even the biggest concern. People aren't even going to have jobs.
Oh, no, they're not.
With AI.
They're not going to have food.
Already jobs are being replaced by... But, you know, so with no job, they get their piddly little couple $100 from unemployment with food prices, beef prices hitting record highs once again. How's that going to work for everybody? You got old, who's a socialist up there in the North, Bernie Sanders, who he wants to tax all of these tech people 50% of their profits. So everybody can get a check here in the United States. I mean, it's just,
I mean, we're laughing.
That's
but
the
not
best
funny.
Solution for this country.
Well,
that's a solution.
They just elected a socialist, another socialist governor in California. I mean, that's who they're going, I mean, they're voting, but they've already got one running. It's an outright socialist, like the mayor in New York. People are desperately trying to find someone that they can put their faith in. Anybody but Jesus Christ, of course, can trust him, right? But anyway, someone that can give us a check, give us food stamps, make sure we have a place to sleep. Well, that's no problem. Give everything you have to them, and they'll give you a place to sleep. It might be a one room jail cell somewhere or something like that, but you'll take care of it. Just give them everything you got. Thomas Jefferson said something along the lines of government that can give you everything you want, can take everything you have. That's along the lines of what he said. And that's true, is it not?
Yeah.
So, Melody, we have been backing up in this country. I said we, you and I and others, been backing up and tolerating for so long. We tolerated ourselves right into a hellhole.
But you know what? There was an article about how the Democratic Socialists of America are becoming the country's fastest growing political force. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just take a peek at the guy in New York. You know, he is the Mondani. He's got charisma. He makes people happy and he's always smiling, you know, and people swarm to that. And you're right. They're looking for something. They're looking for that Pied Piper to take them to some place where, you know, they're not doing so well. And the Pied Piper is going to take them right over the cliff. But you can see how easy it is, unless you know what's going on, how easy it is to fall into their trap. Because they're not taught our history. They're not taught what socialism is. They're not taught what a republic is. They're not taught what a democracy is. So they follow the leader. They follow the guy that has a smile and promises them the world, just like Donald Trump.
Well, I remember back to Jimmy Carter. My mother-in-law voted for me because he had a pretty smile.
Yep.
Nothing to do with
nothing. Yeah.
Christianity or constitutional rights. He had a pretty smile. She voted for him. And I have to admit, now Trump, especially his first time he ran, and his time too also, but he used some very, I would say here in the hills, some very flowery words. He made him sound like he was going to do so many things to change this country, make it better. And some things he did put a little bit of a halt on.
But he insults the people, just like Obama and Hillary. They insult the people. Trump loves the uneducated. Well, why is that, Donald Trump? Tell us. Because they can't figure you out? And people vote for him.
Amen. Amen.
Baffles me.
Folks, back at the break with your phone calls and questions. Talking to Melody Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver. And I thoroughly enjoy having the broadcast. Phone number and call someone is 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, you folks, we're back here. Something Melly Sears from Discount Gold and Silver. 800. Mama Blake. 800. Finish the melody.
800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
It sounds much better than you say it anyway. It really does.
Oh, okay.
It sounds much, much better. Of course, you're only 39 years old. You still got a good voice.
That's it.
You know, some of these days I have to have her sing a song for you folks. But anyway, we'll take phone calls, folks. I promise. Just 2 minutes. Hang in there. We'll get to all of you, and that's a promise. And we got phone lines open right now. 717-389. I'm sorry. My mind's going blank. 717-300-1698. We do want to hear from you. Well, Melody, there's so many ins and outs across the country, around the world. And And I got to say this even about Canada and America, especially America. Our nation's moral fiber has decayed almost beyond repair. And there are millions of good people out there, millions of decent people out there. I know that. But there are a lot more evil people being brought up in this country also. People that don't have no idea what's right and wrong, don't care. You can do what you want to do, whether it was shoplift or steal or kill. It makes no difference to them. Matter of fact, I listened to a gentleman today talking about the economics of the country. He says shoplifting is putting businesses out of business and causing customers to pay double what the price of the good would have to be if there wasn't shoplifting going on. Now, I'm sure you know that.
Shoplifting has always been a problem for retail stores.
It's just gotten worse,
Maybe not to this. It's always been in the millions and millions of dollars. And that's usually one of the I used to work in the credit department in a fairly large department store in Phoenix when I lived in Phoenix. And that was the biggest loss to the store, to the chain. Some people know of Dillard's. That's who it was. And that was a long, long time ago. So you're right. I can only imagine what it is in today's world. Now you just walk in California, you're allowed up to $1,000
before they even bother working with stopping
before, yet. Yeah, before they even report. Yeah,
I was talking. I was listening to Jeff Friend's program today, and he went to a store somewhere. I guess he lives in Oregon, I think. And he went into a store and took a cart over to the vegetable stand, wanted to get some non-GMO vegetables to feed some people. Couldn't find any, so he started. He said, "I'll put the cart back in the rack." He went to walk past a counter, and the wheels locked up on the thing. I'm not making this up. Had a whistle or something went off, and red lights started flashing. And I'm serious. And he saw a clerk. He said, "I just went to there and walked on through." The clerk said, "We're so sorry." He said, when somebody tries to pass the counter with a buggy and doesn't stop to pay, and I'm like, shuts down the buggy, can't push it, all the wheels locked up on it, and all these alarms go off. That's how bad it is. He said, the sad part is we cannot say a word to them even if we catch them doing it. We can't stop them.
Wow.
Now, that's sad. That is sad. Because, I mean, this should be punishable by, at least by some jail time, if not worse, because this is something that is killing not only the businesses, but the people like you and I and others who are having a hard time putting groceries on the table already. It doesn't help a bit to raise the price of stealing from these people. So this is America today. And I just know that I'm sure, as they said, going on all of our lives. But that's something that didn't enter my mind as a young man, and not many people know my age would even enter their mind growing up that they would steal anything at all. It just didn't happen.
It just didn't happen. And you know what? And the thing of it is, you hear stories. People that I know, I've never been to Singapore. But I've been told, I'm pretty sure it was Singapore she was telling me about. She worked for Microsoft, traveled the world under Microsoft, had a pretty high, powerful job, went to all of these countries. And I'm pretty sure she said it was Singapore. You could leave your wallet on a table, walk away, come back in an hour, and your wallet would still be there, or it would be in with the manager. It wasn't stolen. Because what they do to you if you're caught in this country, have so many bleeding heart liberals that, you know, not even just liberals anymore. They're Republicans too. They're conservatives too. That just allows deals to be made, allows people off, and there's no more accountability. And I use that word a lot, but I mean, there's some countries, yes, and they're Asian, and would I want to live there? Probably not, you know, because they have their governments. And, but they have no crime, no crime, no theft, no murders.
That's amazing.
I'm sure they have some, but you know,
that is amazing. And I'll share the same story with you. Then we'll get to phone calls. Many years ago, I was stationed in Udorn, Thailand, on a small base, not too far from the biggest Air Force base in Southeast Asia. I was out on a communications site, and my job was to track MiG fighters and other enemy movements when I was there. I was there, I was in Cameron Bay and different places, but that moment was my main base. I was downtown, a little town called Ramesson. I left my wallet in a restaurant. That's a true story. Got in a taxi back to the base, went to pay them a wallet. A taxi driver didn't say a word. He drove back to the restaurant. The wallet was still laying on the table.
Yeah.
And I went to pay the taxi driver, and he wouldn't take any more than what the fare was on the first trip. I'm telling you, this is true. And I was shocked. I was shocked. I mean, that's a 20-minute drive probably and 20 minutes back, and my wallet was still on the table.
Yeah.
So, folks, something's wrong with America. America is changing my lifetime. It'd be unrecognizable. If I would have passed away when I was 20 years old and come back to life now, I couldn't have recognized what this country's become for a lot of different reasons. Let's start on the phone line. Just go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, good morning and welcome.
Hey, Butch. Hi, Melody. How you doing?
Hi, Mark. Just great. Thank you.
Good. Hey, listen, this is a little story for all the people out there that are hemming and hawing about buying from you. A couple weeks ago, a lady friend of mine, she's 90 years old. She wanted to buy some gold and silver and didn't know what to do. And we made some, should we get this or should we get this? And she was having trouble understanding it. But Melody took her time that she could understand this is what you should get. No, you shouldn't get that. let's go this way. And she felt really safe and secure with that. So I would strongly urge people to go out and drop your dime on her, okay?
Amen. Well, thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. That's very nice.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mark.
Folks, that was not solicited at all. I knew it was going to happen. So you heard that. As I said, Melody Solution will treat you as good as anybody else out there. You can take her word for what she says. I know that personally. But Mark just testified about his friend. So understand, she is what she says she is. And give her a call again, 800-375-4188. Melody, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, especially when prices are high and so forth, there's a lot of sensationalism going on and hype and everything. And folks, I think the one I hear a lot about is, if you buy it today, 3 years from now, if you want to sell it and the price has gone down, we'll buy it back at the same price that you purchased it from. Are you serious? But they're so powerful in their speech to the people. People believe it without thinking. Now, a lot don't, but many do. And it's too good to be true. Why would they, if gold, let's say they just say you bought something, I don't know, couple of weeks ago, the 1st of June. Yeah, gold's down about 100 and a half. Well, it's down more than that. They're going to buy it back at the price you paid when it was $1,000 higher? I don't think so. How could they do that? They can't sell it. They can't sell it to a refinery and make money. They would have to hold it in inventory. They can't resell it. It doesn't even make sense. So again, when you hear these odd stories and what these people will do for you, think about it or call me. I'll be the first one to check them out on the internet and read the fine print, because it's usually the fine prints there that you can see what the problem is, but they know people don't check. So
that's true. That's true. And that's sad, but true. Yeah. And you see all these special.
We're too busy. And I understand.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. Yes. Well, maybe we also like that good deal. Well, you think it's going to be a great deal. We can't lose on this
one. Sure.
Amazing. Well, and let's talk to Jim in Georgia. Jim, come on in. Welcome.
Pastor, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing? How's your wife doing?
Wife is doing better today, but they had to have a run up to the hospital yesterday. She got another urinary tract infection and back pain. We had to rule out a kidney stone. And she's got a cyst on her right adrenal gland. They're going to send her in for an MRI for that. She had a CT scan yesterday.
I'm sorry.
But my cancer scan was negative.
Well, praise God.
One cancer didn't come back.
Awesome.
Amen.
But anyway, I sat down and talked to the Medicaid woman at the nursing home. Saturday, I think it was, Friday, and they're basically going to clean Holly out. They'll leave her like $2,000, but we're going to try to get it so some of the stuff that I'm, like life insurance policy that I pay into out of my check, she thinks maybe I can keep that, and that's $35,000 on Holly. But what I called about, I've got a friend who is an absolute can't stand Donald Trump, and he gives me intel that he uncovers from time to time. Where he gets it, I don't know, but he said that in 5 years, because some kind of tax cut or something, he explained it, but I can't explain it myself, some sort of tax cut or something like that, Social Security will get cut by 25% in the next 5 years, in 5 years from now, or really 4 years from now, and you and I have discussed that in your office, and we can't take a hit like that. And then something about he's going to give the Iranians $300 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars in reparation for attacking them. And he supposedly never attacked any Republican guard barracks or anything. He just attacked their infrastructure. Well, I'm sorry, but you can't win the war without killing soldiers. And that's
true.
That's the message I wanted to get out to your audience tonight. like I say, I can't prove any of this stuff, but it's food for thought.
It is. And Mel, the Social Security cuts, I've heard that from other sources. Have you heard the same thing?
Yeah, I have. It's supposed to like happen in like 2031, 2034, something like that.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
If the trust fund is depleted, well, we already know it's going to be depleted. We already know, even
well,
if it isn't 25%.
Yeah. It would have been still, yes, they have been. Absolutely, they have been.
And you know what? There's no talk of this. I mean, this should be a number one headlines.
Well, where's the AARP on all this? Where's the other retirement, the conservative senior citizens group?
AARP's just government.
Yeah, well, there's a rival to it, a conservative outfit. I'm not a member of either one of them, but I get mail from them from time to time. They're the conservative. They claim to be the conservative alternative to AARP. I haven't heard a peep out of them.
Well,
That should tell you something right there.
I agree, but yeah, this—it's all very possible, and things are going to change.
And again, and Melody, when you have the physical medals in your hand, it's yours. It's not in the bank. It's not in a safe deposit box. You keep it with you because you don't. It could be confiscated any time, could it not? So what I'm saying that is, Social Security may be cut. You need to plan for that in case that happens. Medals will still be worth something, no matter what. So,
Pastor, I'm not going to divulge any secrets, so I'll see you later.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. But Melody, that's a fact. I mean, to have anything in the bank or anything on paper is not truly secure, is it?
No, because you don't own it. You don't control it. You want to have something that you could control. And, yeah, they could do a lot of things to gold. They can legislate, you know, a lot of things to gold and so forth. But we have to make our decisions based on today and what we see coming, the fundamentals, because that's the truth and that's the reality of things. And the privacy, listening to Jim's story and prayers are with him and his wife. But, you know, and I can't give you a financial advice. I'm not a financial planner. I can't, I'm only talking in third persons because I can't get myself in trouble. But think about it. People don't know if you own gold, they don't know you have it. And yes, sometimes when we get in circumstances, when it comes to nursing homes and things like that, they need a list of everything that you have. And sometimes you have to use it in order to cover your to do what you have to do.
And there's no shame in that. No shame in that.
There's no shame whatsoever. But if you have gold and they don't know you have it, I'm just saying.
There you go, folks.
Gold is very private, and I'm not saying this to sell gold. I'm just saying there's so many different reasons that you can use it and why the privacy is so important, because we have absolutely no privacy in our life anymore.
No, we don't. No, we don't. There's nothing. Nothing we do is not somewhere monitored or probed somewhere, including us.
And the thing of it is, they will strip every ounce of financial funds that you have, you know, and it's so wrong. I mean, where's our government? Some of these facilities and everything, half of them should be shut down. The way they treat, and I'm up there with you all. We're up there in that age, Butch, where...
Oh, yes.
Look how we're treated. We're disposable. We're useless eaters, and that's how they look at us.
We truly are. And I hate to say that, but that's the way they look at us.
I hate to say it, too. We're all in the same boat.
We are. We are, but when you put your faith in man, the Bible says to curse yourself, and that's a fact. But we, the ones that we wanted to trust to make sure that we were not being ripped off, are the ones who are doing it to us.
Yep.
So, folks, this is for real. This isn't pleasant talk, but I realize that. But it doesn't change the fact. You remember, I think you were on last month when Jan from Iowa called, and the bank had been bought out, and people could not get too money out because it wasn't there. They said it's in transition. They had no idea when they were going to be able to get it out. They haven't heard anything from her since then. But the money was in transition. So people could not get the money out of the bank. It wasn't available. Now, to me, that's maybe it's not outright theft yet, but it could be. What would you do about it, Melody? They said it's not available. What are you going to do about it?
There's nothing you can do about it.
That's the whole point.
And it'll be the same thing like they've done so with so many other countries. Well, if you what you do have left, you had 20 in here. You had 20 bucks in here. I'll give you 10 for it.
Yeah.
You get half of the value. And that's how they devalue. That's how they devalue your currencies.
This is happening as we speak. This is happening, people, all over the world, not just here. But I promise it's going to get worse because banks, according to the, oh my gosh, the Dodd, what was it, Act, that the money in the bank belongs to the bank. Which one was that? That's a law passed. Dodd something other, Banking Act. My mind's going to blank on that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's plainly states that the money in the bank belongs to the bank. It's not yours. And why do we think, Melly, that money that we're promised from the government is going to be ours anyway, too? Why would you trust that?
I mean, look what our government has done to Venezuela. I was curious to see the condition of Venezuela and how have their lives changed since, you know, we supposedly took over. Their conditions have not changed. Iran's conditions aren't going to change. The people, the citizens, aren't going to feel it. You know, the politicians, the mullahs or whatever you call them, so forth. It's just amazing, and no one talks about it. No one is. There's no outrage. There's no calling people out on the table. There's no. I mean, I don't even want to bring this up, but I mean, people just believe, just like the pool in D.C., like most of us probably really don't care about that. I really could care less if it's green, purple, or blue. On the other hand, it's amazing how much attention it has gotten. It is amazing how people are being blamed, but yet we have no proof. Show me the people. Show me that, you know, show me, you know, their crime, but nothing. Even the voting, yeah, there's probably votes in every election that is, you know, probably the biggest election fraud is money, campaign finance. That's the biggest. The way elections are handled, criminalized. Are you there, Butch?
I'm here.
You're so quiet. I'm thinking, am I here doing this all by myself?
No, I'm being polite.
But I mean, it's all about the money, and everyone, all the elite will benefit, all the citizens will not, and then we'll pay. We continue to pay. I almost sound like a Democrat there, but it's true. We'll end up paying.
I'll say I'm neither. I'm neither Democrat nor Republican.
Neither am I.
One of them. I don't trust them. I'm going to tell the truth about who's in there. Make people mad at me. Well, you're talking about Trump. I think we talked about Biden, didn't we, before that, and Obama before that. Didn't we share everybody's ideas, what they're trying to do to ruin the country, long before Trump was ever thought of running for president? So, yeah, you can get mad at me if you want to. I frankly don't care. I'm going to tell you the truth. Do what to do with it as you please.
But he's the leader today.
For us.
Yes, he's the leader today,
yes,
and all
exactly.
falls in his camp.
That's right. That's very true. And the senators and congressmen around him as
a
whole are, I'm going to say, are bad or worse. There may be a few good ones there, but even the ones we call good ones, they're not saying much about either, are they? You don't hear
how
proud they're not. If they're so anxious to help, why don't they speak up in public? We do it on the radio. We're not hiding. Why can't they speak up? What is it?
Show us the facts.
Exactly.
Is there voter fraud? Show it to us. Prove it. Hold people accountable.
And the Congress is so weak and anemic that they can't make him expose the Epstein files to us?
Yeah.
Are they so weak and pathetic that they can't override the president and say we want to see him, so therefore we're going to see that we get him? If they have to, can I pass a law and say they're going to do it? I mean, what is this? Because I'm going to say why they're not, because most of the names probably in the list anyway.
Probably. I think so, too.
So anyway, we're about down to the last Oh, gosh, we're down about the last 3 minutes, so we're in that time so quickly, Melody. Do you have anything you just want to share with people as a special this month?
90% silver is still the best deal out there. You can buy it at spot price. And, you know, a lot of people don't like the 90%. There's a lot of people out there, other dealers who don't push 90%. But, hey, if you're buying silver and you want to get as much silver as you can for your dollar, it really is the 90% quarters and dimes or 50 cent pieces. You get more silver for your money. And isn't that what it's all about? It's about an investment. It's about an investment into silver. It's an investment into real money that's still spendable. Of course, you don't want to spend it at the stores now, but if there is an extreme emergency and you had to, you could. So it really does provide and fills all of those needs that you might find in the future. Investment, usable, spendable, barterable. And so I think it's, everybody should have 90% in their portfolio. Everybody. Well,
how does dealers manage to sell this junk silver, you call it, at the cost of silver? They're paying that much for it too, aren't they?
Because there was so much silver sold and dumped to the refineries. So much of it has been melted down. And so when you have that many, if you have that, I mean, you have tons of silver being sold to the refineries, they're melting it down. They couldn't keep up with processing it. They were at one point in time, this goes back when silver was 120, when everybody was, you know, when a lot of people were selling it, there was more sellers than buyers. And the bid just kept dropping and dropping and dropping because there was so much of it, just like anything else, when you have an overabundance of something. And it was also contrary to what you were hearing from so many people on the radio saying that the contracts aren't going to be able to be filled because there's no silver. But then on the other hand, it's, you know, so the bid prices dropped so much. So if I can sell it at spot, that means my wholesalers are buying it back of spot.
Well, let me ask you this. Now,
it's going to change.
It's going to change. It has
been getting smaller. I've seen it adjusting, and that bid price has been shrinking.
Let's just measure $1,000. What would they get in the way of dimes for $1,000? How many ounces?
Oh.
Roughly. We're down about the last minute. You better hurry.
How much?
$1,000.
Well, if you bought $1,000,
so I got $1,000 cash, and I want all that in dimes. Roughly.
See, if spot was 62 times 715, you'd be paying about $4.43 per dime.
Okay, folks, that's amazing. I remember when that dime would buy a gallon of gas. I remember that. Melody Seastrom, we're about out of time. Give you a number again, and give me your website.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And if you want to email me, discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
Melody Seastrom, thank you so much.
I'll be
talking to you again in the very near future, okay?
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Folks, love you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. And take some good advice, okay? Come, Melody.
Melody Seastrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Seastrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.